Right, we're now in the Positano restaurant just around the corner from the European Parliament building. I've met Julia Reid, who is UKIP MEP for South West England. We've been having a little chat about the European Union's relationship with countries out in Eastern Europe and the effect that might have on Britain if we vote to stay within the European Union. So, first of all, Julia, which countries are covered by this Eastern Partnership scheme?
The Eastern Partnership, it's Georgia, Moldova, the Ukraine, Armenia, Azerbaijan and Belarus. And the first agreement was signed in 2009.
Uh-huh.
That was the beginning of the Eastern Partnership. And then there's been a accord agreement signed recently between Ukraine, Georgia and Moldova.
Okay, because I mean, some of these countries, I've not been to them, I don't know, but some of them have a reputation for having quite corrupt systems of government, and rule of law isn't very strong. But also, of course, they produce massive amounts of agricultural produce, which might be coming into the European Union system and common agricultural policy. Are there any issues surrounding that, do you think?
Well, we have already been receiving letters from the National Farmers Union concerned about the fact that the Ukraine can produce milk a lot cheaper than what our farmers can in the UK. And as we all know, dairy farmers in the UK are struggling at the moment. And also the amount of grain that they grow.
Yep.
So this will be a problem. But at the moment, the agreement that's been signed is a free trade agreement of sorts. And it's also what they call ever-deepening relationships.
Uh-huh.
To bring these countries into a political sphere of the European Union. So once the six countries that currently have membership applications ongoing, which are Albania, Serbia, Bosnia, Turkey, Kosovo, and the other one that escapes me at the moment. So one would assume that the six Eastern Partnership countries will be the next stage.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because this is what the European Union wants to do. It wants to become bigger and increase its sphere of influence. And at the moment, as you know, Rupert, in the European Commission, the UK only has influence of 4%. In the European Council, we only have 12.5%. And in the European Parliament, we only have 9.7%.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, under the Lisbon Treaty, 751 is the maximum number of MEPs that
Correct.
We have. So as each one of these countries joins in the future, 5-10 years down the line, the UK will lose even more MEPs. We used to have 83, then we had 78, now we only have 73.
And some of these countries actually, I mean, most of them are European, but they are pushing the border, if they were to join the European Union, would be pushing its borders into some fairly unstable parts of the world. We've already seen what's happened in the Ukraine with Vladimir Putin and Russia turning nasty about the Crimea. Turkey, which I understand is also one that might be coming up for membership, has got a border with Syria where there's a civil war going on. And so, you know, this could potentially turn the European Union from, if you like, a fairly safe club of European countries into actually somewhere that's got borders with some very unstable parts of the world. And also, a lot of these countries have got large populations that are very poor. And of course, they might be looking to Western European countries as somewhere they can move to and try and get well-paid jobs, which would only exacerbate the migrant crisis we've got at the moment.
Well, I would say they wouldn't need to be well-paid jobs, because as with Bulgaria and Romania, the minimum wage is between £200 and £250 a month, compared with the minimum wage in the United Kingdom, which is heading up towards 2000. But even further east, the minimum wage, if they have one, is going to be even less. So people from these countries are only too pleased to come to the United Kingdom and take jobs for the minimum wage or less, which, as we've seen, has led to wage compression in the United Kingdom.
That's right, which of course particularly affects the lower end of the income scale. So people that are just leaving school, starting on their careers, or people that are in low-paid jobs. Okay, well, listen, I know I've interrupted you because we were having dinner here and you were having dinner here, so it's a bit of a cheek to grab you. But thanks very much for spending time to talk to us.